You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 63, Little Red Corvette by Prince. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're going to get under the hood of Prince's 1983 top 10 debut, Little Red Corvette, a song that is most certainly not about a car. We'll find out what the song is about in just a moment, but first, a little background on Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota on June 7, 1958, the son of jazz legend John Nelson and singer Maddie. His father named him after the Prince Roger Trio, the band that he led on piano, supported occasionally on vocals by his wife. At the age of 10, Prince, who has taught himself the piano and performed in some school talent shows, was taken by his newly remarried mother and stepfather to a James Brown concert, an event that would permeate into his own style later on. 2 years later, he ran away from home for a while, stayed with his father, who bought him a guitar, which, like the piano, he taught himself to play. Later that year, in 1970, he was adopted by the Anderson family and began writing his own music and teaching himself to play the saxophone, drums, and bass guitar. In 1972, he was invited to join his cousin's junior high school band called Grand Central, mainly playing cover songs arranged by Prince. In high school, the band changed its name to Champagne and featured future Time lead singer Morris Day on drums, as well as future collaborators Mark Brown and Terry Lewis. Little did he know he was shaping the sound of the future 1980s Minneapolis music. In 1976, Prince was invited to play guitar at the Sound 80 Studios by Pepe Willie in sessions produced by Motown's Hank Cosby and also featuring Colonel Abrams. Meanwhile, a Prince demo tape, which was recorded by sound engineer Chris Moon, started making its way into the hands of Minneapolis businessman Owen Hunzi, who recognized Prince's amazing talent instantly and formed a management company called American Artists to represent Prince. The next year, he began negotiations with Warner Brothers, but only under the stipulation that he produce his own music. In 1978, Prince's debut album, For You, was released, featuring Prince performing almost every track himself on synthesizers. The album made it to number 163 on the charts, and the single from the album, which was entitled Soft and Wet, made it to number 92, selling almost 350,000 copies. The release of the album was followed by the unveiling of Prince's backup band, which would later be christened The Revolution. 1979 saw the release of Prince's self-titled follow-up album, which increased his exposure in the R&B market, but failed to give him the crossover success that he wanted. His next two albums, Dirty Mind and Controversy, continued that growth, but still failed to give him a hit outside of R&B radio. That is, until the release of his fifth album, 1999, which featured the bouncy title track that made it to number 9 in May of 1983, as well as a second track that would serve as the crossover introduction hit that they'd been looking for, a double entendre-loaded song entitled Little Red Corvette.
I guess I should know, by the way you popped your car sideways, that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, Little Red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Little Red Corvette.
The song tells the story of a one-night stand with a beautiful but promiscuous woman. And in case you're still thinking the song is about a car, you're not alone. When it first appeared on radio in 1983, radio programmers seemed to miss the suggestive lyrics and sexual doublespeak. The most common translation is that the Corvette in the song is the woman herself, although it's been suggested that the Corvette references a certain part of the female anatomy.
Guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not.
lyrics came to Prince during several naps, starting with falling asleep in backup singer Lisa Coleman's Pink Edsel. Eventually, he finished the lyrics and completed the song. Stevie Nicks' hit, Stand Back, was inspired by Little Red Corvette, and it was through the inspiration for that track that she contacted Prince to play keyboards for her single. Despite the suggestive lyrics, Little Red Corvette was used by Chevrolet on more than one occasion as an advertising tool. However, the other company, whose products were mentioned in the song, Trojan, a condom manufacturer, has failed to take advantage of the product placement. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.